Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Almost 25 to 8. Des Cal's here with the Sports News. Morning, Des.
Good morning to you, Gavin. Busy weekend, obviously, in with the All-Ireland Hurling semi-finals. And Niall O'Callaghan has named his Dublin side for tomorrow's semi-final with Cork. Two changes to the team that beat Limerick. The red card picked up by Chris Cummy, the Dublin captain, means obviously he's suspended. So Conor Burke, who scored 5 points from midfield against Limerick, he goes to centre back, and Conor Dunhu returns from his own suspension to partner Brian Hayes at midfield. In attack, Dara Power comes in for Dermot O'Dooling at wing forward. Keane O'Sullivan moves to the corner. We'll get Donal O'Cusick's verdict on this later in the programme. In soccer news, Spain striker Esther Gonzalez scored twice in the first half as her side powered to a 5-0 win over Portugal at the Women's Euros. The game obviously overshadowed by the deaths of the Portugal international Diogo Jota and his brother André Silva in that car accident. They were acknowledged in an emotional minute silence before the game. Arianna Caruso's excellent strike gave Italy a 1-0 victory over Belgium in their game in Group B. This evening, actions in Group C, it's Denmark against Sweden and Germany against Poland. Now, Shelburne have announced that Joey O'Brien has been appointed as head coach on a long-term contract. He stepped in as interim head coach after the shock departure of Damien Duff a week and a half ago. Tonight, Shells host Cork City. The other games tonight, Derry City versus Waterford, Drogheda versus Galway and St. Pat's against Bohemians. Well, Paul Curry joins us now. And Paul, Joey O'Brien's appointment obviously keeps a bit of continuity at Talca Park.
Yeah, it certainly does, Des, and I think it was an important decision to make with the important games that are coming around the corner for Shelburne, and it will bring that bit of stability to the squad. And Joey's been a vital part of the success that Shells have had over the last 24 months. And they head in, as I mentioned, to an important part of the season where they'll play Linfield over the course of 7 days, first game in Talca Park on Wednesday. And if they were to win that, Des, I won't get into the permutations just this morning, but you win that game and it opens up so many doors and so many opportunities to qualify for a group stage. And we've seen what that has done for Shamrock Rovers. And it'll be a brilliant experience for not only the Shells players, but it'll also bring in serious finances to the club. So it makes sense. I think it's a good decision. He starts his managerial campaign and his stint as manager against Cork tonight. And it's a great opportunity to build momentum ahead of those two games against Linfield.
Yeah, Pats and Bows, is that the big game tonight?
I think it is, Des. There's been a few ins and outs across the League of Ireland with the window opening as of July. Bows brought in Douglas James Taylor from Drogheda, and they have done well in the last couple of weeks. They've played with a false nine with James Clark, but if you reflect on Bows over the last 24 months, there's been moments where they've maybe lacked that typical centre forward, and I think Douglas James Taylor brings goals to that Bows side. It'll be interesting to see how he gets on tonight. And for Bows and Derry, I think you got to stay as close as you can to Shamrock Rovers as they head into European football. They will only play one game in the league within August. So Derry and Bows, important games tonight to try just stay within touching distance of Shamrock Rovers.
All right, it'll be interesting night. Thanks for that, Paul.
Bows saw a big striker move yesterday as well. The Moose, a crowd favourite, is gone.
Yeah, well, didn't work, did he?
He meant to get goals.
In golf, Leona Maguire carded a 1-under-72 that currently leaves her 5 shots off the pace, heading into round two of the KPMG Women's Irish Open at Carlton House. Amateur Emma Fleming leads the home challenge. She carded a 69. She's 4-under, 2 strokes adrift of the leading duo, Blanca Fernandez and Chiara Tamburlini. At the John Deere Classic on the PGA Tour, Seamus Power made a steady start. He's on 4-under par 67, 5 shots behind the leader Doug Gim. In rugby, the Irish senior team have their captains run in Tbilisi today ahead of tomorrow's international against Georgia. Centre Stuart McCluskey has been talking to John about this tour dealing with having such a big number of newcomers.
So you want to get all the new guys in at once. You want a bit of cohesion from guys that have been here before, and for the guys that come in and have an opportunity to have the best go at it with guys who have been there before as well. Cormac Ezechukwu, I know he's played before, but I think he's a real big talent. I think if you get him on the ball, get him in open space, you'll see how athletic he is. I've enjoyed you, Gavin, from Connacht, the centre. I hope we get a chance to play with him. He's an incredibly hard worker, a lot fitter than I thought, because he's a big lad that moves around the pitch well, great skills and good sort of knowledge of the game for a guy that's only 21.
One thing about the Georgians as well, there's been mootings about them maybe joining the Six Nations, the Seven Nations or whatever as well.
Yeah, they beat Italy, they beat Wales. I don't know what they have to do to get in the Six Nations. I suppose there's probably a lot of politics about it, and but they probably do deserve to play more high-level games. How that comes about, I'm not sure, in what competition form. But, yeah, you've seen Black Lion playing the Challenge Cup as well. So they're getting, I suppose they're getting closer to playing real high-level rugby all the time. And I don't know how it comes about, but I'm sure it'll happen the next, if not the next 5 years, the next 10 years.
Mm. I suppose in the past they've been known as a very kind of physical side. Is that what you're expecting this time around?
Yeah, pretty much. Very good in set piece, great scrum, physical ball carriers around the corner. I know that's all the obvious things, but there's also a couple of backs with great feet, and I think it's Nini Gashvili playing, going to La Rochelle there, an unbelievable runner with the ball. So there's dangers all over the pitch, not just the forwards.
That's Stuart McCluskey. And a tough task tonight for the Irish side at the Under-20 World Championship. Ireland play the host nation, Italy, in Viadana. At Wimbledon, four-time French Open champion Iga Swiatek avoided joining Wimbledon's lengthy list of fallen seeds. She battled back after losing the first set to beat the world number 208, Katie McNally. In the men's singles, seven-time champion Novak Djokovic outclassed Dan Evans, in which could be the British veteran's final appearance at Wimbledon. And finally, we have two race meetings this evening, and they're at Bellewstown and Wexford.